thewhiteworldway.com. Still buzzing about being screened at the airport by the TSA folks. In fact, there's been a couple of raw disputes that might lead to some big fines. So you ask the question, is this really necessary, these enhanced pat-downs? And it's something that's going to be discussed on Wednesday in Washington. A Senate committee is going to tackle that one. Pilots are furious. The unions are pressing for them not to have to go through any kind of a pat-down. It looks like they may get their way, but that remains to be seen. And, of course, as I said, you've got high holiday travel time. A lot of people jump on planes for Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, all that kind of stuff for the next couple of months. I wonder if some will back off. My name's Kate Delaney, and this is America Tonight. If we go across to the Middle East and what is now the major focus, Afghanistan, there was some nasty rhetoric from President Hamid Karzai in the Washington Post, where he talked about the fact that he was having these, had had in the last couple of months, peace meetings with some members of the Taliban. And he didn't like the fact that the American and NATO forces were doing night raids because it was helping to turn sentiment against them. He was worried about civilians, and the Taliban didn't like it, and that it wasn't good for business. I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but summing it up, that's pretty much it. And also that there wasn't a need for it, a need for the troops. He was certainly insinuating that the troops weren't necessary, didn't need to be there for very much longer. To which General Petraeus reacts and says, if this is what you're going to say, then why? Pretty much this is not a situation. This is untenable. We can't stay in Afghanistan if this is what you're thinking, what you're saying. And then Karzai backtracked. So what about the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, had her own thoughts on Afghanistan, and here she shares.
We remain very sensitive to the concerns, so there have been revisions in the tactical directives that recognize the sensitivity of conducting night operations. These operations are conducted in full partnership with the government of Afghanistan. They include Afghan forces on each operation. There is no question that they are having a significant impact.
And they are having a significant impact, and that's why the Taliban doesn't like them, because they've captured some leaders, killed some leaders, and they don't like the fact that they're losing key members of their organization. So absolutely, the generals have said you can't do away with night raids. Think of during the day. Look at the ridiculous rules of engagement to begin with. I said this went off forever and ever, so I don't want to go in the same direction. But if you talk to anybody who's gone and come back, they talk about the fact they've got the possibility of being ambushed and snipers in some of the worst, thorniest areas. So you cannot think that these guys on the front lines should constantly be sitting ducks. They've got to be able to do their ops at night. That's when they're having the success. No success for Charlie Rangel. 50-plus years he's been a career politician representing New York, but he wielded the power wand a little bit too far, and I think he got caught, and I don't believe he's going to be able to get out of this one. So with this House Ethics Subcommittee trial that's happening, he's now saying he needs more time. He has to have a new legal team. A couple of days ago, heading into this thing, he was talking about the fact that he knows how to represent himself. He's going to represent himself. He doesn't need a legal team. We all know by now what was the big deal. He failed to pay taxes on a house in the Dominican Republic. He misused a rent-controlled apartment for political purposes and a slew of other things down the line. They're not going to give him time to find another lawyer. His original team left in September, and we'll see what the committee ultimately rules, but I don't think it's looking good for Charlie Rangel. In fact, the Ethics Committee Chair, Representative Lofgren from California, said that it was Rangel's responsibility to assemble his legal team, and she also threw in that he'd gotten lots of advice from the committee on how to raise money for his defense. Here she is.
We remain very sensitive to the concerns, so
the subcommittee finds that there is no genuine issue of material fact with respect to any of the counts in the statement of alleged violations. This matter should be immediately submitted to the subcommittee to determine whether any of the counts have been proved as a matter of law. This ruling does not constitute a ruling that any of the 13 counts have been proved. It is only a holding that no material fact is in dispute.
All right, so she pretty much sums it up for you. The subcommittee has to vote on all the 13 charges against him. Then they move forward with their conclusions to the full ethics committee. And that's the committee, well, it was called, I think, at one point, the Committee on Standards of Official Conduct. And then they vote on possible penalties against Rangel and file a report with the full House. You know, in August, it was Rangel who said that nothing, absolutely nothing, hell or high water, was going to stop him from clearing his name from what he termed as vile and vicious charges. And then he tried to offer explanations for the charges against him, saying they were mistakes, and he acknowledged that there were violations of the rules, but denied that they amounted to corruption. Say he's not wiggling out of this one. And he's not the only one, because remember, they're still in the wings, Maxine Waters, the Democratic congresswoman from California, and she's set to have her own hearing on November 29th. She, too, is denying those allegations against her. Hers are pretty black and white. It would include, for the most part, pushing federal bailout money to a Massachusetts-based One United Bank where her husband had a financial stake in the game. So we'll ultimately see if Waters and Rangel are still standing after they go through this process. And, yeah, I'm going to say probably not. I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that they're caught in the crosshairs, and this was tough on the Democrats. They didn't like it heading into the midterm elections because it was played up, and it should have been played up because it's abuse of power at its highest level, and they were caught. I mean, are there other things going on? Probably. But once you get caught, and when they can trace the steps, and particularly when it comes to the money side of it, yeah, they've lost more than their focus, I'd say. Coming up next on America Tonight, it's like the miracle facelift, and it has to do with water. Water and algorithms, rather. Wait till you hear this story. Wait till you hear about this product. It's the craziest thing. So good, too, I'm telling you. I think it's going to revolutionize the way women look at facelifts. Stay with us.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 15, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,363.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,399.34, $699.67 for a half ounce, or $349.83 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,399.34, $699.67, or $349.83.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh. Ooh. So in tonight, for your health, imagine an all-natural skincare system based around a water formulation. I mentioned this earlier. It's called Cellulvation, and you're using energizing water. Now, you're probably driving around saying, what is she talking about, energizing water? I'm telling you, it's the most fascinating system. I heard about it last week. I've actually been trying it. It's really awesome on my skin. You know, the winter, it just takes that hydration out of your face. Even you guys can totally relate to that. So anyway, energetic interactions is a new paradigm in really science and technology, probably the best way to put it. And the idea is it programs positive responses in the environment, in our environment, whether the environment is your body or the world that, you know, we live in. And this probably sounds complicated, but it's really not. It's a combination of quantum mechanics and computer-assisted programming. Energetic interactions, thus the name of the company makes sense, imprints in tension pretty much on fluids where there are water and water-based wellness products. But the man responsible for it, who did the code, can explain it much better than I can. I just know I like the way it feels. And the results that people are talking about is pretty incredible. It's like this inside-out facelift. Josh Daniels joins us now. Josh, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate your time. You're the founder, of course, of Energetic Interactions.
Correct. Yeah, thanks, Kate. Yeah, thank you for your enthusiasm on our new product.
Explain, you know, you're a computer guy. How does a computer guy get matched with skincare? How does this, how did it happen? Let's go to the beginning, because I think this is fascinating.
Yeah, I used to work, I mean, I had no interest in skincare ever in my life. Now, I'm the guy that produces the most amazing skincare the world has ever seen. So you're wondering, how did that happen? Yeah, I used to work, and actually that's the only way it would happen when you hear the story. It makes sense. It had to come out from outside of the box. I used to work in Hollywood when computer animation first started. Speed was one of the first movies to use actually new CGI computer power. I was there at the beginning when Hollywood first started using these high-powered computers to generate, you know, the animation for movies, to make action make action movies what they are today. So I was always using computers ever since I was very young till now. So I just naturally played with them and learned them. So I just figured it out, you know, without the manual. And, you know, when they first started, no schools taught this stuff. There were no courses. You know, someone just had to figure them out, and I did. And so, you know, it was relatively easy to get a job. So my specialty was they needed to change an actor's face in the movie. What I was an image programmer. I would write programs that changed images on the movie, like Avatar. That's image programming. Mm-hmm. The specialty type. So I got really good at it. You write computer code algorithms, change someone's face, add a spaceship, put a train, make a cloud. It doesn't matter. But I kind of really was into working on faces. That was my deal. And an actor or a director said, put blue eyes, get rid of that scar, whatever. You can't go frame by frame through a movie. It takes way too long. So you just write a little intelligent program, tracks their face through the whole movie and fixes it.
Wow.
So I was doing that for a bunch of years. The work was demanding, deadlines, all this stuff. I'm looking for energy drinks. I find out network marketing companies and had a higher grade product. So I found one I liked. I started drinking it. Anyway, it was pretty good. And then, I'm hanging out with, you know, celebrities and interesting directors and this whole thing. And, of course, they're trying to get me into the, you know, going to these MLM meetings. You know, I'm not really interested, just like the product, thanks, but no thanks. Finally, the girl was very persistent. She kept calling me over and over. The only way to get rid of her is I just join. Thank God she called every day, because if she didn't, this product wouldn't exist today.
Right.
She altered the course of history.
Sure.
I joined. I thought, well, this is kind of fun. It's a whole different vibe. You know, it's just interesting people who are not in the entertainment industry. It was like a whole little new social circle outside of bars and clubs. So the company, and you know, I started building up. They said, yeah, you know, you can get your product paid for if you build a little downline. Say, not a bad idea to me. So I start building a little downline. A couple months later, there's over 500 people in it. I'm like, wow, this is pretty fun. So the company announces they're opening the Philippines. I thought, it's really interesting because these botanicals grow over there that were in this drink. And I thought, I could do two things at once, research these botanicals and also, you know, build a business, get the whole country my downline. So I tell my boss, hey, I'm leaving. Here's my two-week notice. He says, oh, what effects house are you going with in town? I'm like, none of them. He's like, well, where are you going? I said, I'm going to the Philippines to sell this rare exotic juice in this network marketing company. I'm a practical joker. He starts laughing. He's like, that's the funniest one I ever heard. I'm like, no, I'm serious. I already bought the ticket. He said, would you like some time off? We understand it's hard work here. He thought I lost my mind. I said, no, I'm really going. So they had a little going away party. They thought, well, he's going. So I go over there. Within 3 months, I'm having dinner with the president of the country twice, build big downline, meet all these interesting people, build a little research lab, start making these different formulations. They thought, who's this crazy American grinding up rinds of our fruit that we throw away? And he's like drinking it. And so then what I noticed is they're really into skincare over there. So, you know, instead of buying it, you already have like the best stuff in the world for skincare here. So I start blending things together, rub it on my face, just playing around. And then this one problem I had on my juice is I was trying to find a natural preservative. Nobody wants the artificial ones. So I tried, you know, I was going back and forth to Hong Kong, dealing with all these allopathic, homeopathic, energetic, you name them. I was working with all these interesting research scientists. And was stuck. I was like, what am I going to do? Fate intervenes. I'm in Hong Kong. Meet these two guys. First thing out of their mouth is, yeah, we just created a new technology. I was like, what is it? Well, it's like they say we image program water to inhibit bacteria growth. Now, if somebody told you that or 10,000 other people that, you'd be like, yeah, thanks. I'll see you later.
Sure.
Wouldn't mean anything to me. It meant everything. Image programming. That's what I do. I did it for like 10 years. Wow. Totally get it. You program water, I program movies. It's the same thing. Instead of I store it on a hard drive, which converts it into a frame of film, you just store it in water. And so instead of storing the information on a hard drive, you store it in water. That's why our company is the world's first consumable lifestyle software company. We're the first. We're the first consumable software company. If you're like, wow. What does that mean? Well, it's like we're selling software that changes your face.
Sure.
Yeah, and it works, and it's natural, no chemicals, no preservatives. So I thought, when they said that, what I heard is, I got the concept. They said, who are you? I said, I want it. They're like, who are you? And we said this to thousands of people. Everyone thinks we're crazy and we're lying. And out of the blue, you don't only want it, you're telling us how to do it. They thought I was like an alien. I said, no, I get all this. And, you know, inhibit bacteria growth would be called a preservative. So this will be perfect. So I start working with that. Then I'm telling them, haven't you ever thought of this or this? They didn't even know what I was talking about because they didn't have the Hollywood background I had. So then this other friend of mine, she was trying to do a skincare line. She said, you know, I'd really like to do one without a preservative. I said, I have this whole thing figured out. So there's all these convergences, and they say Hong Kong, where this all happened, is the Golden Triangle. And interestingly, a week earlier, before all of this happens, I'm just randomly in a McDonald's. Some Chinese guy comes up to me, and he says, oh, yes, American in Hong Kong, you find good fortune here. You're in the Golden Triangle. And then
and it exploded. Yeah, like you said, it was the meeting of all those people.
Yeah, it had to be a divine convergence. It was all definitely destiny meant to be. The right person, the right place, the right time. It's not any accident. It's definitely meant to be. See, what happens is you paint it on your face, and what it does, what we believe it does, again, we don't have any scientific proof or evidence, but for some odd reason, we call it its displacement technology, and it's self-evident. What does that mean? That means I had an actress, 66 years old. She was going to spend $35,000 on a facelift. I met her at a little party. I said, hey, if you do this product every day for 3 months, I pretty much guarantee you, you're going to look 15 to 20 years younger and you're not going to need that facelift. She said, sounds good to me. I could always get the facelift if it doesn't work. She paid for and bought. I didn't give them to her. She paid for and bought 3 kits. There was no problem to her. She wanted it that way. She did it for 3 months and called me up and said it worked. I'm very happy. And she looked, you know, early 40s.
Wow.
It actually, it completely rebuilt her face.
And what's great about this, too, is, and we're going to tell everybody on the flip side. Josh, you can hang. Can you hang through with us? We're going to talk a little bit more on the flip side because we're going to give away some of these kits coming up a little bit later this week. We're going to finish the rest of the story and have Josh tell us, you know, what ultimately happened to her. She looked 20 years younger. So that's the eureka moment, no doubt. Hang through, everybody. More on the flip side here on America Tonight.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, this stuff is bad to the bone. Sounds like some Christmas presents for some of you guys out there. Imagine 20 years younger. We're continuing our conversation with Josh Daniel, who's the founder of Energetic Interactions. It's so cool that as you were listening to talking about this line of computer code that now then turns into the algorithm, and now we get the whole story, then ultimately you store that line of computer code or algorithms, the best way to put it, into the water, and then it's that influence of the fluids, and he's right, they're the first to do it. I wonder what this is going to look like 20 years from now. Josh, you were telling us about the actress who was totally had the money to do the facelift. You tell her about your deal. She decides, okay, well, I'll do it, and you know, she didn't even get the spiff. She paid for it, and then voila, she came back to you, obviously, or you were in touch with her and told you that it absolutely works. So I guess in the end you ended up saving her some pretty good cash. But that's good. It's all about the testimonials, isn't it?
Right, yeah. And when I saw her, to this day I'm still blown away by the changes in people. I'm like, I can't believe this did this to their face. It's unbelievable. And when people are using it, their friends, like after a couple weeks, definitely after a month, your friends will be convinced you had work done by a very good surgeon, and you haven't. It just is fixing it from the inside out.
Yeah, do you think, like, Estee Lauder and all those guys are going to eventually hate you?
Well, see, that's the other thing. We really don't compete with them. We're in a whole different category. I'm calling it skincare so people have a reference, a frame of mind. but we're really doing something different than a skincare product. I mean, the reality is we're consumable software, but if we marketed that, nobody would buy it. So
right, because
skincare stuff. And we actually complement their products because we don't. I don't have makeup. I don't have any makeup in our product line. It's just a clear gelatin you paint on your face. So people are still going to want to buy, you know, eyeliner and all that stuff. So it's really a whole different kind of category. It's a new category.
Yeah, there you go. You created a new category. It's obviously starting to get some buzz. What's been the reaction pretty much from, I guess, computer-type people and new product development people?
Computer people, they don't understand. I mean, some of them get it, but they're really not into skin. A lot of these guys aren't into skincare. They're, you know, doing what they do.
Right.
The most active group are, you know, baby boomers. They, especially because there's no chemicals or preservatives. And actually, a bad economy is good for us because you can do this stuff at home rather than what you had to pay a lot of money in, you know, higher end places to get done.
Yeah. So tell us again. So Vizuri is really what it is. It's a facelift.
Yeah, it's called Vizuri, which means beautiful in Swahili.
Mm.
And it's a two-step system. It's the first skincare in the world you mix fresh each time. So the first step is, if you go to our website, Energetic, you'll see it on Energetic Interactions. If you mix some of the water with the powder, you mix it around, and it turns into this clear, odorless gelatin. You'll paint on your face. You could go right over your eyes. Key thing why I kept it all natural, food grade, is because actually preservatives have been linked to causing cancer, especially in, you know, women, breast cancer. There's a link
right.
to that.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I didn't want any chemicals in here. And if anyone's trying to sell you skincare, ask them, I want to see you eat 30 days of your product in front of me right now in the next 5 minutes. I will do that. I will dump it all into a bowl and eat it in front of you, and it'll just make me feel really good with energy because it was originally designed to be an energy drink. So the first step, you paint on your face. So you're getting more than just skincare. You're also getting massive amounts of feel-good energy. You paint it on your face, rub it in a little bit. First time, I highly recommend just do half your face. If you can do half your face for about 2 or 3 days, you're going to see a dramatic change. Even after just the first treatment, you'll see half of your face just lift up. It'll just go,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Then the second step is the accelerator. You rinse off the clear odorless gel. And what it does, firm, lift, tone, tighten, shrinks pores. And what we believe happens, and it seems to show the results against, we don't have scientific evidence proof or studies, but for some odd reason, people seem to have lots of collagen filling in where their wrinkles used to be. The collagen and elastin production goes up. What I believe it may be is I kind of have these codes I throw in the water that seem to increase your collagen and elastin production. Who knows, but it seems to work.
Yeah.
And then the second step, what you'll do is rinse that off and then take this second step, the accelerator, tap that in the palm of your hand a few times, spray that on your face, rub it in, and you're done. It's a two-step system. Now I had to figure out how do we, you know, what did typical skincare things, how do they do it? So I went in the department store, saw this concept of free gift. So I threw in little bottle of rose water. This is the best smelling rose water you'll ever find. We get it straight from Bulgaria, which is like the place to get the best rose water in the world. We have the best source in Bulgaria. So you're getting like, our rose water comes from the same place that where the royalty for hundreds of years have been getting their rose water.
Wow.
It's in their freight.
Wow. And you know, it's so interesting because I would love to be a fly on the wall when you get together with some of your old buddies from Hollywood and you're trying to explain this to them. I love it. They have to just be blown away by what you've been able to do or in trying to explain it to them. How interesting that you went from that computer animation, basically, imaging, when you're talking about doing that with faces and how that's what you got excited about, to then taking it to this different level. Would you have ever thought that this would be what you were doing?
No. If you would have told me 5 years ago, you'll be the owner of this skincare company, I'd be like, you're completely crazy. That you could be, you might as well, nowhere chance would that have ever entered my reality. Like, I'd sooner be a police officer. Nowhere. And now here it all happened.
Yeah, no kidding. And so the reaction of the people around you, I mean, your family, you and I talked off the air, and you come from a family of entrepreneurs. What did they say about it?
Well, when I came back from Asia and I said, yeah, I have this new way to make water, they were kind of like, it's almost like that boy who discovers the beans, magic beans. I spent the family fortune, just got these little beans. They're like, wait, you were over in Asia for 3 years and you come back to tell us you found a way to make water. Well, I hate to tell you, but water's already made.
Right.
So they kind of thought, you know, he's crazy. So that's what you got to do. I mean, that's the profile. You find something you believe in and you pursue it until it's a success, and don't let anybody ever take you off your path until it's done. But they just didn't have the background. See, I can see what's in the water. Most people don't, you know, they don't get it. Because you can't, you know, the most skincare people say, ask what's the ingredients. I say, well, actually, the main ones are, you know, they're floating in the water and you can't even see it.
Sure, yeah.
And what they're used to is chemistry. It breaks down. In high school, you had chemistry and you had physics.
Right.
Well, most of the languages, people are focused on water chemistry. They want to add minerals, remove minerals, soften the water, harden the water, alkalize the water, make the water acidic, bottled water, tap water, spring water. That's all water chemistry. That's nice. However, there's a whole other field of science called physics, and specifically quantum physics. So, yeah, chemistry is important, but I don't want to discredit that. But I'm also using physics and marrying the two together. And actually, water has switching mechanisms in it, just like a microchip and just like a hard drive. If I draw it out, you can see, oh, yeah, it does. They just had to figure out a way to manipulate it on and off.
Right.
Do that. And then you combine that with the physics, and then now you have this, you know, stuff that you're using now and getting great results.
Yeah, I think, and this is just the beginning, obviously, like you said. I love when you said that you just pursue your passion and then look what happens and look at where it takes you. So, Vizuri, some of you are going to get a Vizuri kit, basically, that amazing Fountain of Youth facelift. We're going to give some out at the tail end of the week, particularly when we do Nail the Score, so you want to stay tuned for more details on that. I think it's terrific. I think it's great that you're pursuing it and that you've gotten the reaction you've gotten, and like I said, Josh, who knows where you'll be, you know, in just a couple of years with this. You're on the cutting edge, there's no doubt about it. It's exciting stuff, and I'm glad that we had a chance to get introduced to each other.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Kate, for everything. And, look forward. Yeah, any help that anybody needs when they get those kits, it's a new way to do it. Feel free to call us. We'll walk you through it. And we're just here to help you.
All right, energeticinteractions.com. You can get more information on the company, too, that way. Josh, good luck, and thanks for popping on America tonight.
All right, yeah, thank you, Kate.
All right, you have a good one. It's interesting. I love what he's talking about when he's talking about the quantum mechanics of the whole thing and how you wrap your mind around that technology. And as he said, what he did with water and how it just kind of all fell together from him. And you think of, here's this guy really at a place where so many other people would want to be in his field. There he is working on some top films and had a very, very demanding but very cool job. And now he's able to take that and meld that technology into something completely different. But I'm very excited because, like I said, at the tail end of the week, we're going to be giving away some of those kits, some of the Vizuri stuff, and you'll get to try it or give it to your woman and she can try it. Because some guys will use this too, so it just depends. Could make a good Christmas gift even. On the flip side, for something completely different, although we are going to stay really in California, The next big one, when will it hit? I'm talking about earthquakes. A lot of Californians are worried about that. Other people, too, because we've gotten earthquakes in other spots across the country. Hang in.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night knowing Life Change Tea customers are receiving a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
Magic if you could predict exactly when the next big earthquake was going to slam into California. That is the question. That is the $10 million question. When will it hit? Will it hit the Bay Area? Will it hit Southern California? One of my best friends lives in Los Angeles, and she always says it's what you live with. You live with the fear of earthquakes, and maybe you have a little preparedness kit in the trunk of your car, but you never know what's going to happen, and that's just part of the deal of living in California. You accept that there may be the big one. They always call it the big one. So I'm so thrilled to welcome to the show David Nabhan. He's coming in from our virtual green room to talk about that very thing. This is what he has going on. Earthquake predicting. It's such a no-no with seismologists. They'll never talk about it. And you know, because I've tried to have various people on the show to do that. And he's got a book out and he's all about forecasting, forecasting the catastrophe. David, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Well, that's quite an introduction. Thank you, Kate. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
You know, I lived in California, and my friend is right about that. That's the thing. It's just always kind of there that there may be an earthquake. I remember seeing, I guess it was Jeff Bridges. He was on the show, and he talked about he was on some morning show, and he talked about moving his family to Santa Barbara because he thought he was getting further away from the possibility of the epicenter, at least.
It's not a good place to go, no.
Exactly, and that's where I was when one hit, and we just kind of, it kind of was a rolling deal. You really felt the aftershocks, but as somebody who grew up in the East, it was a very strange experience for me. But I've always been fascinated with earthquakes, and I can imagine that the same can be said for you because of how far you've delved into it. Am I right?
Well, you said two very poignant things. First, you said that, you know, it's something you have to live with and there's no way to get any idea when it could actually happen. And then you said the other, that it's kind of a taboo subject. And both of those are right on the, you've hit it right on the head, the nail on the head. I'm trying to change the idea that there's no way, or not just, you know, me. There's tons of studies going back to the 1840s that this whole idea that earthquake prediction is an impossibility and that there's, you know, it will forever be an impossibility. That may not be, the truth is very much more ambivalent. And unfortunately, I think USGS has done a lot over the last century and a half to, by virtue of their not wanting to talk about it, they won't touch it. They've sort of painted the subject into a corner where, you know, there's no debate on the subject. And I want to, I'm calling for debate on the subject. Forecasting the catastrophe is not just a, you know, it's kind of a scientific detective story, but it's also a call to action.
Yeah, what do you think it's that the United States Geological Survey doesn't want to, they just don't want to touch it because they don't want to be responsible if something happens? They don't want to have to deal with that.
There's a bunch of reasons, and there's no conspiracy, but, you know, humans are funny. You know, there's the normal human foibles that would cause, like you said, somebody to not want to touch it, not be responsible. There's other reasons. They're government functionaries, and I'm sure the Commerce Department and the CEOs of large retailers don't want people's shopping interrupted in China, for example, though, you know, they've moved hundreds of thousands of people around for the last 40 years. They've been in the earthquake prediction is only impossible on this side of the Pacific. In Asia, they've been doing it for 40 years. So the long and the short of it is I'm trying to make a public declaration for taking the first steps toward, you know, the first baby steps toward our own early warning earthquake system for the West Coast.
Yeah, and so talk about that. It is possible. You believe it is definitely possible to have an advanced warning for what could be, as I was talking about, who knows, the next big one or the next earthquake.
Well, I know that there are higher probability windows. One would think that since this is an impossible subject beyond the ken of science, that these first little clues would be something that people and the authorities would want to take advantage of. Gravitational tides, lunar and solar tides, have been known since I've spent 15 years delving into this. And like I said, I've found hundreds of abstracts that go all the way back to the 1840s. These are Abraham Lincoln could have heard about this, that definitely link the tides, gravitational, solar and lunar tides, with higher elevated times of not that they cause quake, but that they might trigger earthquakes that are ready to happen already on the fault line. And these higher times of seismic activity would be during dawn and dusk, during new and full moons, and especially during those celestial events where the alignment is really tight in syzygy, or when the moon is closer in perigee. So what I've done is simply I looked in the past. The evidence is there it's kind of stunning. About half of the great quakes that struck in Southern California took place during these exact thin moments of time, these three-hour windows during dawn or dusk, during new or full moons that were in either perigee or syzygy. And then what I've done is just fast forward the face of the sky to pick those times and dates for the next, 10 years where it would be just as those where evidence was found for earthquakes in the past. And a number of good-sized events have already taken place on those windows that that I had forecast. For example, the May 2 Seattle quake back in 96, the largest earthquake in Seattle's history since 1965, was missed by 69 minutes. So there's evidence in the past, and there's evidence in the future, and you know, the USGS and seismologists, they've changed their tune in the last 15 years. It's amazing how they've changed. It used to be, you know, balderdash, no one's ever proved anything other than random. And just recently, AOL News asked the Southern California Earthquake Center for their comments on forecasting the catastrophe. And they didn't answer balderdash. What they answered was that studies prove that smaller quakes have been triggered by gravitational tides. No one's sure about the larger ones. So it's the party lines kind of changed a little bit from you know, nothing to kind of a begrudging admission.
And you've said, I guess, that there's 181 dates, specific times and dates of higher probability for seismic activity on the West Coast all the way to the year 2020, right?
Correct.
Yeah, wow.
Which is easy, because if you go back and you look at the empirical evidence of, like I said, in Southern California especially, Sylmar, the 33 quake that destroyed Los Angeles, all those Gorman in 52, Landers, all the big ones, the 6.0, not all of them, but half of the big ones that struck Southern California in a 60-year period took place during these infinitesimally small little windows of 3 hours. And for that to just happen mathematically it's an absurd proposition. It can't be allowed. It pushes the numbers into astronomical numbers, which nobody really should accept. The obvious thing is there's a periodicity here. There's a scientific underpinning for what's happening rather than just random chance.
Yeah, well, I hope that changes. And again, it's forecasting the catastrophe. It's an analysis pretty much of when and where the next great earthquake on the West Coast will strike. David, thanks for popping on America tonight. We want to talk to you again in the near future and see what's going on, and see if there's been a little bit more of a softening, let's say, toward actually having a really broad discussion on it with some people who have a chance to be involved in the warnings, because I think the warnings are so key.
Well, that would make, you know, preparations one thing, but, you know, the greatest weapon that any enemy has is surprise, and if you can take that away from the San Andreas, that would make a big difference.
Yeah, no kidding.
I thank you for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. Pick up the book. Good stuff. David, thank you.
Thank you again, Kate.
You know, the whole thing with the earthquakes fascinating to me. Like I said, in the short time that I spent in California, I was there for about 5 years, I always had this thing in the back of my head wondering if I was going to get caught in an earthquake, and sure enough, there was a mini quake, but I definitely felt it, and I was in the middle of a newsroom, and most of the people in the newsroom were Californians, and they said, earthquake, you know, someone screamed it out, and they just kind of ducked down. Nothing happened. It was a mini quake out of Santa Barbara, but still, for someone who didn't grow up with earthquakes, it was pretty scary stuff. Any thoughts on the show, you can shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.